My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented co-star, co-founder of the Capital Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them at capitalsteps.com. You can get their brand new CD, Fiscal Shades of Grey, there. And Elena, anything special you want to tell the NSA while we get started here?
I was going to say, you don't have to say such nice things about me. It's not like people are listening in. You know, it's funny because I'm going to send Barack Obama out on stage tonight at our show at the Reagan Building, and I'm going to have him say, you know, I've been accused of this surveillance thing. I want you to know I have no secrets, and neither do you.
So are you, like, writing all of your emails a lot nicer now and making sure you're kind and positive in every conceivable way towards the administration in your phone calls?
Always. I've always done that. I've always assumed that I could be on every Homeland Security list just because of what I do for a living.
You know what's going to happen in the next campaign, at least, you know, if the administration gets involved at all. You know, somebody's going to say something critical about the president or a policy and be like, well, that may be, but I know what you Googled on, you know, June whatever, 2013. So, you know.
Yes. Do you really like to look at pictures of people's feet? Yes.
You think politics is in the gutter now, Elena? Just wait. At a time like this, when all this technology is swirling around and the government's ability to take all our written and spoken communications and sift through them, it's good to, like, sit back and just appreciate something that's classic and has been around a while. And the Rolling Stones, and I don't know what tour this is, but I'm sure it's at least double digits, if not triple digits, is wrapping up here stateside relatively soon. And, you know, the Capitol Steps for a long time now have appreciated the longevity of this group.
It's the 50th anniversary tour. They're coming here. So, so we have a special song just for that.
Hello out there. Are you too old for today's tuneless music? Well, then get out your classic rocker and get ready to roll with those granddaddies and grandpops direct from their 50th anniversary tour, the Rolling Stones!
50 years of rock and roll gave me high cholesterol. I called my doctor, he says I need Angioplasty from my toes up to my ears. Angioplasty
for my veins all disappear.
Oh, take a walk around the wild side with this cane pounding, gum gnashing rock.
I've got a bald spot and I want to paint it black.
I want some Elmer's glue, I want to glue it back.
My locks are thin in there with every passing year.
And now I part my hair an inch above my ear.
Wow, they've really got a poly grip on things, haven't they?
My spine is stuck from too much hip gyration. My lips are disconnected from my bones. I can't eat food that's Mexican or Asian. I get a case of rolling kidney stones. You can't always eat what you want. Everybody! You can't always eat what you want.
Here we go now!
You can't always eat what you want. But if you're smart instead and you bake some bread, you'll eat what you need.
Oh, but wait, there's more. You also get time is not on my side. Jumping hot flash, blood sugar, and this all-time classic.
Well, it used to be the things we do would make the older generation look askance.
Yeah.
But now we're golden oldies, and instead of planting pot, we're potting plants. Instead of getting whacked out on weed, we use a weed whacker on a patch of grass.
Yeah.
And when kids on mountain bikes tear up our yard, we shout, respect the older class.
we're shouting, hey,
hey,
you,
yeah,
get off of my lawn.
And remember, we take Visa, MasterCard, and Social Security cards. And if you act now, we'll also throw in this free Beatles retrospective from Rubber Soul to Rubber Pants.
I get by with a little help.
I rely on a little help.
I stay dry with a little help.
From Depend.
Elena, I never get tired of that one.
We should have the Senate sing, we can't get no legislation or something. We could have a whole Senate medley about that, too.
Hey, we got a new senator coming up on Monday, right?
We do have a new senator coming up. We just hope there's a scandal soon. Whenever I meet one of these guys, that's what I ask him. Can you get in a scandal for us?
How soon can you give us material? And he's only going to be there a couple months, so he's got to get cracking right away.
And then, I don't know, I guess Cory Booker's running. Didn't he, like, run into a burning building to save a puppy or something? I mean, isn't that Cory Booker's reputation?
It's going to be pretty hard to top that one, I think.
Yeah, I think he's done, like, I think he single-handedly, like, you know, does everything in the whole state or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, wow, burning building and puppies. It's it's hard to get good approval ratings in Congress or anywhere else these days, but if you can save a puppy from a burning building, that's about as good as you can do. Elena, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy all the scandals you already have, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week.
Elena Newport started the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com, where you can get their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.